And there's an event coming up on Thursday, November 2nd from 10 until 2 over at Lorain County Community College. It's presented by the Lorain County Office on Aging and the college. It's a Aging Well Senior Expo, and here to tell us a little bit about that is Nicole Belmore-Pierce, who is the new director for the Office on Aging. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Before we get into that, about the event, talk a little bit about not your sort of journey, but you're now the new director. Tell me a little bit about why this was a passion for you to take over this role.
Yeah. So Lauren had been with our agency for 13 years. She kind of grew up, as she would say.
That's Lauren Kasarczyk.
Yes. She had started there as an intern and rose through the ranks to executive director. And she has two young boys and really just wanted to spend more time with her family, because leading an agency is, you know, kind of an all-consuming thing. So she's taken a position with Western Reserve Agency on Aging, and this position came open. So I was really excited to come back to Lorain County and lead an agency that has such a strong base and a great foundation and is there to serve our seniors in this community. We have, you know, 26% of our community is seniors, 60 and older, and that number is just growing as, you know, the baby boomers age. So it's a really exciting opportunity for growth.
Now, when you say came back, and as before we went on the air, I said, I recognize you've been here before. Ready, Set, Go was one of the things with the United Way Collaborative that you were involved with, right?
Correct. So I was with Ready, Set, Go to kindergarten for 10 years, Horizon Education Centers, and then I took a development position in Cuyahoga County, and I missed being in Lorain County. This is home. I like serving my own community. So I was ecstatic when this position came open, and I was informed of it to come back to my home and serve.
You're at the other end of the spectrum, so to speak, right? Ready, Set, Go is getting the kindergartners ready for education, for lifelong learning. Now you're sort of dealing with seniors.
Yes.
There is kind of a similarity sometimes, right, on things that you try
Absolutely.
To create with them?
Absolutely. So at the heart of it is we want to make sure that there is solid programming in place for whatever age group that we're serving, and that we're advocating for their needs. So I'm thrilled to be addressing such a large population in Lorain County and such a vocal population. You know, our seniors are the ones who get out there and vote. They have a real voice, and to be able to advocate with them and for them is a really wonderful opportunity.
All right, well, let's talk about this opportunity on Thursday from 10 until 2, the Aging Well Senior Expo. What can we expect at that?
Yes, so this is our second annual Senior Expo in this format since COVID. Last year, we had over 600 attendees, and we're really excited this year. There's a lot of educational opportunities. So we have breakout sessions that focus on those needs that we're seeing in the community. So senior scams from the Ohio Attorney General's office. In particular, we're seeing an increase in romance scams of the seniors. So that'll be part of what's being addressed. Also, we're having a session on staying active and healthy with exercise and pickleball, because our seniors love pickleball. It's kind of taking over the community. We'll have tips and tricks to use technology safely. Elyria Public Library is going to be presenting that. They're also going to have their Ewok mobile unit out at the college. Matt Bonson is going to be leading that session. And then we're going to be addressing heart health with Dr. Alexander Zoli. We're going to have lunch. It's really geared towards more of our active senior community. You know, these are people who can come. We want you at the college and experiencing this. We're also going to have over 50 vendors. Like I said, the Elyria Public Library is going to be there. We're also going to have collector's gallery there doing antique appraisal. So each attendee can bring two items to have appraised. The Metro Parks are going to be there. Resolve Hearing is going to be doing free hearing screenings. And Spectralight Photography is going to be there. They do photography and video restoration, which is, you know, a lot of us have all those old pictures and videos tucked into drawers, and they get kind of cracked and worn, and they do the restoration of those photos so we can preserve our memories.
you know, I might have to do the Antiques Roadshow there. That's a really cool idea. I haven't heard that kind of activity before at one of these events, and that's a great idea.
So they were there last year as well, and it proved to be a very popular activity for everybody in attendance. I'm really excited to see what people bring to be appraised. I think that's going to be really interesting, so I can't wait to check that out.
Right. The fascinating part of those is the stories behind the items and the, either the personal connection that the individual has or just the curiosity of what is that item and bringing it in.
Yes.
Why it means so much to them. Usually it's something that's special to them.
Yes,
too.
Or the weird way they found it. You know, I've heard stories of people, oh, I picked this up for a couple of dollars at a garage sale and not realizing it's a really unique and valuable item.
Talking this morning with Nicole Belmore-Pierce, the Executive Director for the Lorain County Office on Aging. The college and the Lorain County Office on Aging having this free event. We should mention that. Again,
yes.
It's, again, from 10 until 2 over at Lorain County Community College over at the Spitzer Conference Center. Just gets a chance for people to come in. You mentioned about some of those workshops, which are important for them as well. Talk a little bit about, I guess, sort of other things that the Office on Aging has planned that you're going to be taking over that you'll continue doing.
So Lorain County Office on Aging really focuses on meeting a variety of needs for a senior. So we have a kinship program for our grandparents or great aunts and uncles who are raising grandchildren, great nieces, nephews. We have a options program, which really talks about the options that people have for living, whether they're going to be aging in place in their home, which is ultimately our goal, right? We want our seniors to be able to remain safely in their home for as long as possible. One of the ways that we're able to do that is we have a housekeeping program that helps with light house cleaning chores. We have meal distribution that we do. We also have a restaurant voucher program with Blue Sky and with Bread and Brew in Wellington. And that not only gets our seniors a meal that addresses 30% of their daily nutritional needs, but it also gets people out and socializing and part of the community. Because we know that one of the best ways to stay healthy as we age is to maintain those social connections, right? To remain part, an active part of the community and socialize with people that are important to you.
Well, and some of that can come out at this expo, too. You can see your friends or maybe just meet people or other organizations that have sort of, you mentioned like the pickleball or some other activity to get involved with, too. That's the key, finding what you're interested in and see who's out here that does the same
Absolutely.
Thing.
That ability to make friends as we continue to age is really important. And to explore options, like I said, not only does that mean perhaps aging in place in your own home or apartment, but exploring assisted living or nursing home options that might be right for you at the time.
Yeah. Well, you're coming into this job at a time where you say there's a large contingent of those who like, and where's the line for senior? Have they determined, is that however you determine it to be? Or is
so we say 60 plus
okay.
for senior.
All right. But a lot of good advice, a lot of information that'll be at the Aging Well Senior Expo, again, is coming up Thursday. That's this Thursday, November 2nd, by the way, from 10 until 2 over at the college. A free event, just come on, stop by. Again, lots of things happening, workshops, exhibitors, lunch, as well as prizes possible as well. I guess you'll have some things going on throughout the day for people to be there.
Absolutely. With a lot of exciting activities going on throughout the entire day.
Again, it's over at the Spitzer Conference Center over at Lorain County Community College. Thanks for stopping in, Nicole. Appreciate it. Joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Nicole Belmore-Pierce joining us, new executive director for the Lorain County Office on Aging. And again, their senior expo coming up this Thursday from 10 to 2 over at the college.